With 1 year now under their belts, Maryland teachers are still learning how to apply the Common Core state standards in their classrooms. In this installment of our series, Common Core, a work in progress, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visits a training site at the universities at Shady Grove and Rockville, attended by 400 teachers from around the state.
Think about what you need to know in order to be able to do this task.
I had to subtract and then divide to get the missing sides.
Okay.
In this Common Core math session, teachers had to figure out how many deer are in a rectangular-shaped park. If its perimeter is 42 miles, one side is 8 miles, and the ranger estimates that there are 9 deer per square mile. Montgomery and Prince George's County teachers Lindsay Dankmeyer and Paula Zeller hash it out together.
I found the area by doing 13 times 8 and got 104 squares that fill up this park.
Right. That's exactly what I did.
The new standards encourage teachers to let students work in groups. In this exercise, the teachers had to also explain and defend the methods they use to get the answer. That's another Common Core requirement they have to understand in order to fine-tune classroom instruction.
That's not something we necessarily did in the past. Once they had that answer, the answer was correct, we would move on. Once they understood and then memorized their multiplication tables, that was fine, we moved on. It didn't matter if they really understood what that multiplication really meant.
Cecilia Rowe heads teacher instruction for the state's education department. She says the Common Core, which spells out what students should learn in all grades of math and English language arts, also requires students to give written explanations for their answers and apply them to the real world.
They have to understand not only why a fraction is a fraction, but they have to also understand what that really means in real life, where it is on the number line. You know, that real understanding rather than just memorizing formulas.
In English and language arts classes, that means dissecting more nonfiction reading assignments and less lecturing. Facilitator Katie Kalacki shows teachers a short video clip of President Obama making a speech on education. She explains how what he says can be used to delve deeper into a lesson as the Common Core requires.
You could have students view the clip where they're being active listeners and then pose questions to each other. What questions would they want to ask him? He talks a lot about statistics and percentages in that speech, so how could they discuss the reliability of those statistics? How could we then turn that into maybe something that embeds research where they'd have to research and then present and give their own findings?
An example, Cecilia Rose says, of the standards being evidence-based.
In the past, a teacher may have been satisfied with a student giving the main idea of a passage. Now that student is going to have to demonstrate evidence as to why they believe that is the main idea. So it's more depth of rigor, more independent thinking.
A total of 3,500 teachers statewide participated in the Common Core training this summer, broadened this time to include all subject areas. That's because even though a science instructor doesn't teach reading or math, their students still have to read and sometimes do math calculations. During a reading session, Sarah Clark, a Baltimore County science teacher, put it this way.
The push, I believe, for Common Core is to make things across the curriculum, so it shouldn't matter what subject area you teach, you should be incorporating math concepts, English concepts, in whatever you're teaching on a daily basis.
State education officials hope this summer's sessions and future trainings arm teachers with the skills they need to wade through year two of the Common Core.
You guys have been a great audience. It's been a pleasure to work with you.
I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.